Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, and that's Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here, and we're going to talk a little numbers today. Well, at least demographically, you are starting to sort of tear into some information, some information on voter turnout and so forth in rural Minnesota versus
right.
The magic golden circle around the Twin Cities,
right.
The suburbia.
Oh, I love that, the golden circle. Yeah, we were looking at data. We were looking at population estimates, actually, for 2007 for Minnesota. We're updating our Atlas of Minnesota online. And so we were looking at how the population has changed from 2000 to 2007. And we saw, you know, the same trend with the usual suspects at the top. The outer ring suburbs had the most growth, and the far rural counties were declining the most. And I thought, you know, that's really interesting because we talked before about how government is run by those who show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, you know, rural Minnesota, it always has really great voter turnout. So let's take a look at that and see how that's going. So I pulled up our map of voter turnout for 2004, and I found that actually rural Minnesota didn't have such good voter turnout.
Interesting.
The ones at the top were the outer ring suburbs of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
And that would be like Scott, Dakota, Wright counties, those
exactly.
places.
Exactly, yeah. And so I thought, you know, this could be a real problem because in 2 years we're having the 2010 census. And every 10 years for the census afterwards, they reapportion all the legislative districts and all the congressional districts. And that means, you know, as populations fall back, the districts get larger and rural folks lose more seats in the legislature and in Congress. And so I thought, you know, this isn't good.
Well, for rural Minnesota, no. I mean, that would
no.
paint a fairly dim picture.
Yeah, because if, you know, voter turnout is kind of the indicator of voter engagement and citizen engagement. And so I went and looked at the numbers for 2006, which was a big turnover year, as everyone remembers. And it actually looked a lot better. There were a lot more rural counties with better voter turnout. The outer ring suburbs were still near the top, but they had fallen back a little bit. The counties that were always at the top, very interestingly, were St. Louis, Lake, and Cook counties, the Arrowhead counties. And they show a consistent pattern of always having the best voter turnout.
Interesting there, too, because we've talked about how that area of Minnesota has consistently had a great deal of sway for the population that it has.
And yeah, they do. They have long-term representation in the state legislature. And they're a great example of how counties with small populations can still wield a lot of influence.
Yeah, interesting. So when's our next census going to be then?
In 2010.
Then that's a big one coming
that's
up.
That's a big one, yeah,
yeah.
Because, you know, as the population has declined over the last 10 years, we'll see how it all shakes out.
Interesting. Well, thanks for sharing those tidbits of information about the trends in voting, and we'll catch you next week. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, presented by the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato.